Tiger denies finding Amelia's plane. What lessons were learned from the Dreamliner experience? And Californians demand FAA action on helo noise. This is Aero News for Thursday, June 13, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Tiger, the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, is denying charges brought in a lawsuit that they have found Amelia Earhart's airplane, but continue to raise funds under thereby false premises. The suit was brought by Timothy Mellon, the son of the late philanthropist Paul Mellon, in federal court in Wyoming last week. He says Tiger solicited $1 million from him last year to search for Amelia Earhart's Lockheed, but did not tell him they had found the airplane a year earlier. Tiger said through its attorney, Bill Carter, that if they had found the airplane, they would have alerted the media, not kept it a secret. Tiger Executive Director Rick Gillespie called the lawsuit, quote-unquote, frivolous, saying, quote, "Our group has been totally open with any discovery," end quote, he told Fox News. By Gillespie's calculations, the latest effort to find the plane cost Tiger some $350,000. Though no one has said so, the timing of the lawsuit is undoubtedly tied to the recent revelation of an, until recently, unseen side-scan sonar image showing what Tiger says could be Earhart's Lockheed. That image was captured on Tiger's last expedition to the island of Nikumaroro, where they believe Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan landed and lived out their final days. The U.S. House Transportation Subcommittee on Aviation held a hearing this week to examine the lessons learned from the battery incidents aboard Boeing's Dreamliner. The airplanes were recently returned to service after Boeing engineers reworked the battery enclosure and added insulation between the lithium-ion cells of those units. Peggy Gilligan, the FAA Associate Administrator for Aviation Safety, said in her prepared remarks that, quote, "New products and technologies in all industries often have operating failures when they first go to market. Aviation is no different, but the consequences of failure can be so much more significant," end quote. Gilligan went on to say the lessons learned from the grounding of the Dreamliner fleet is that the agency needs to spend more time overseeing communication and ensuring a clear line of accountability of all required changes down the supplier chain. She also added that those people involved in the self-certification part of the process are qualified to serve in that role, saying, quote, "FAA seeks the participation of industry experts who can add a level of safety or knowledge that can improve the process or the product. Limiting the use of technical experts because of who they work for is the equivalent of imposing limitations on problem solving. That is a limitation the FAA would never support," end quote. A group of California lawmakers held a public hearing in Griffith Park in the Los Angeles, California area to demand that the FAA establish restrictive helicopter corridors over the city to deal with what they say is excessive noise from aircraft. The Los Angeles Times reports that Los Angeles County Supervisor Zev Haroslavsky said that he sees no reason that helicopters should be flying at 300 to 400 feet over any part of the county. He said that, quote, "The FAA needs regulations that have some teeth," end quote. The FAA issued a report at the end of May that said helicopter companies should be self-regulating. And again, FAA officials who attended this meeting said that a blanket approach would not be as effective as working with individual neighborhoods to meet their specific needs, but those guidelines would be voluntary. The homeowners who attended the meeting, however, sounded the same theme as they had in previous public forums, saying that the aircraft fly low enough to drown out conversations, and in some instances to set off car alarms. The catalyst for the complaints have been flights conducted by sightseeing tours over the homes of celebrities, the Hollywood sign, and other landmarks. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, arranged the meeting, which was attended by between 150 and 200 people, according to the paper. Airbus has confirmed that the A350 XWB first flight is planned for this Friday, weather conditions permitting. The A350 XWB flight test teams are now carrying out the last checks on the A350 XWB MSN-1 before they give their final green light for that first flight. Recent pre-first flight tests successfully carried out include the first power-up of the fuel-efficient Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engines on MSN1, which took place on June the 2nd. The A350 XWB is the all-new mid-size long-range product line comprising three versions and seating between 270 and 350 passengers in typical three-class layouts. The new family will bring a steep change in efficiency compared with existing aircraft in this size category, using 25% less fuel and providing an equivalent reduction in CO2 emissions. Scheduled for entry into service in the second half of 2014, the A350 XWB has already won 613 firm orders from 33 customers worldwide. When Aero News continues, what goes up sometimes comes down hard. Dragon Aviation to carry the Stars and Stripes to Canada, and may the Force be with you.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, June 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Local and federal authorities in Colorado are looking at a series of four unrelated balloon accidents Saturday, which resulted in injuries to five people. The common thread that seems to be running through the incidents is gusty winds that blew through the area. The four incidents all occurred in about a 90-minute time frame and within a few miles of each other. In one accident, about a dozen people were riding in a balloon at about 9 a.m. local time when it landed in a field southeast of Boulder. The basket of the balloon was dragged about 50 yards, and two women were taken to a hospital after mentioning possible neck and back injuries. The balloon's pilot said the incident was not a crash, but rather simply a high wind landing. A few minutes earlier, another balloon operated by a different company landed in the Rocky Flats area south of Boulder. Of the 11 people on board, one person reportedly suffered an ankle injury, according to the Associated Press. A third balloon hit power lines, which ignited a small brush fire near Arvada. One of the three people on board suffered a minor injury, and the fourth accident occurred near Louisville, Colorado. The pilot of that balloon cut his wrist as the aircraft went down in a vacant industrial park about 7:45 a.m. The aircraft had five passengers on board. None reportedly were injured. Andy Anderson, president of Dragon Aviation, has announced that the jet team has finalized an agreement to bring their premier jet act, Red Star and the Dragon, to Toronto, Canada over the Labor Day weekend for the Canadian International Air Show. Red Star and the Dragon is a Vietnam-era dogfighting act complete with Hollywood-style drama, humor, and suspense that ends with a dedication to the troops' formation flyby that team members say touches every patriotic American that watches. Let's hope the Canadians enjoy it, too. The Blue Angels are a well-known recruiting tool for the U.S. Navy, but one Navy fighter squadron commander says that the team brings a lot more to the table than just recruiting and public relations. In an op-ed piece published in the Pensacola News Journal, Philip Walker, the commanding officer of a fighter squadron, says the team's pilots and support crew are, quote, experts in their occupational specialty and have superior knowledge on current Navy issues and programs, end quote. He relates an instance in which a retired Navy senior chief, who had been part of the Blue Angels team, diagnosed a problem with one of his squadron's FA-18C aircraft. Walker says that the Blue Angels are a, again quoting, component of the nation's strategic message of deterrence and assurance. The team, he says, provides the Navy with depth in talent, professionalism, and combat-capable aircraft while serving as a strategic communications tool, sending a message to both adversaries and allies, and is, quote, an important component of U.S. military prestige and power across the globe, end quote. Well, forget pocket knives. Have you tried getting on an airplane with a lightsaber? Actor Peter Mayhew, who is over 7 feet tall, did just that recently with surprising results. Now, you might not recognize him because in what is probably his best-known role, that of the Wookiee Chewbacca in Star Wars, well, he wore that Wookiee costume. But as Mayhew was boarding a plane recently at Denver International Airport, carrying a larger-than-normal walking stick to help support the 69-year-old actor's frame, the TSA briefly stopped him to ask about the cane that reportedly resembled a lightsaber. The Associated Press reports that airport officials wanted to inspect the large walking stick. Mayhew tweeted, quote, "Giant man need giant cane," end quote, about the incident, which occurred on June 3rd. In a photo tweeted by Mayhew, the cane is about two-thirds as tall as the TSA agent. While some have intimated that a massive social media campaign on the part of the actor's fans got him on his flight to Dallas, TSA is having none of it. They said in a statement that, quote, "Because of the unusual weight of the passenger's cane, a security officer alerted a supervisor. Less than 5 minutes later, the passenger and cane were cleared to travel. Social media played no role in the determination," end quote. So, Mayhew was cleared to fly. There's no word on whether the plane was able to jump to hyperspace and thus make the Dallas run in less than 12 parsecs. I'm Glenn Moyer. May the Force be with you. You're now cleared for departure.